It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocare College live line this morning, Daryl Carr, owner of the Cobblestone Building downtown, owner of the Cobblestone Bar and Restaurant along South Park Avenue. Daryl, thanks for being with us once again on WBEM. We're talking to you as the city has begun what they call emergency stabilization work to those cobblestone buildings that suffered a massive fire just a few months ago, earlier this summer. Now, this work is going on. I'm just kind of curious, from your perspective, what does it look like, sound like down there over the past few days?
Well, good morning, Brian and Susan. I have been down there since I picked up the equipment being delivered. It was almost 2 weeks ago. Every day of the stabilization, but really, it's to now. It's been demolition, removing debris. They removed two four stories from the four story building, and the center building, which is like 4/3 stories, is almost completely gone, and the debris removed, and there's no stabilization yet being done to the buildings.
Any idea how long this is expected to take?
I'm assuming, I mean, it's just my assumption from being down there, observing the project, another probably 2 weeks, I believe.
Remind everybody, what is the current state of those buildings? In and out of courtrooms, I mean, throughout the last several years, who has control and ownership over those cobblestone buildings as of right now?
Well, I have control and ownership of the buildings. It doesn't seem that way. The city's come in to stabilize buildings that are very apparent during this demolition, which I observed and have video and pictures that what my engineers told me since I bought them, that they're basically held together by sand and inertia because the mortar is completely gone, disintegrated in these buildings. But I do still own these buildings. We're in appeal on the eminent domain. We're in appeal on the original demolition orders, and or we're pending appeal on the original demolition orders, and we're waiting from the appeals court on the Article 78 we filed, because stabilization that goes against city code, the city law 113.15, that says the building should be demolished or must be demolished. So we have three cases pending and one more to come.
So while we wait for all these appeals to be heard, the city ordered the stabilization, but who's paying for it?
Well, right now the city's paying for the stabilization, and then it's getting billed to me, according to the city. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of concern there and fight there. My scaffolding that was around the building, probably about $60,000 of scaffolding, that's been destroyed by the demolition and fire, where they brought a demo company in to pull back some bricks and destroyed the scaffolding. It's really a mess down there. It's being cleaned up. Legally, it's pretty much very complicated. And, you know, we're moving forward there. I'm not really in communication with the city. They're there at the site, but they won't talk to me. They talk to the contractors, which I want to say the demo contractor, who is Red, is they picked a very good company. It's about the only thing they did right. So, like I said, I'll be down there observing the entire project, and you know, I can report to you at a later date.
Now, the city has shut down South Park Avenue. It's been closed for a while because of construction, but it's now closed to pedestrians, too. Is it your understanding that that's closed because of the construction going on at the DLNW terminal on the other side of the road, or is that because of what they're doing at the cobblestone buildings as well?
Well, this is it's a controlled demolition, which is a controlled asbestos demolition at site. So really, you know, it's not a good idea to have pedestrians anywhere near the area. There's a fence that goes out, I think, 25 feet from the building into the street. So that blocks one lane. However, the NFTA is doing work there. They did do paving. There is one lane open for traffic during the arena events. So really, that's all it's ever used anyway. Most of the time to get in and out of the parking ramp. But pedestrians, yes, the pedestrian traffic around and alongside going by cobblestone and you know our restaurant is off limits. It's really not a good idea. There's construction going on, you know, demolition going on, you know, on my buildings and then construction with the NFTA. That's been like that for quite a while with the NFTA, been closing it off on and off. As they've been, you know, moving forward with their project. But, you know, there's a lot of progress on that project also. And they just repaved half of the road.
How's that impacted the business down there?
Well, my business it's really had a huge impact on my business, obviously. The little traffic that we do get is eliminated right now, and it has been eliminated for, you know, since the fire, really.
Hockey season is just starting up, right? So
yes.
Are you worried about that going forward?
Well, we have, we've been there 25 years, and we have a pretty good base of fans that come to our establishment. So, you know, I mean, you have to take into account that we need progress. We need things done. The renovation at the at the terminal, the DLW terminal is welcome to the city and to me. So I dealt with when the Harbor Center was built, you know, they blocked off all the roads around there. It's just been ongoing, you know, throughout, you know, our business down there for 25 years. So, you know, you make the best of it. I mean, it's not great and it does affect our business, but, you know, you just have to deal with the situation.
Daryl, thanks again for the time. Appreciate it. Daryl Carr, owner of the Cobblestone Buildings downtown, giving us an update. As you might notice over the past few days, a lot of construction going on in that area.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.